You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the high desert's number one music station with Mel Slayer.
And now, my brothers and sisters, it is time for a word from the Lord, from Evangelist Pat Montgomery, Assistant Minister of Deliverance at Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my friends. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, people, and let us exalt his name together. For God is good, he's great, and he is worthy to be praised high and lifted up. I don't know about you out there today, but I tell you, Minister Mel has been jamming that good spiritual food for the soul, and I've been dancing all around this studio, and I just tell you the truth. It is just a good thing to praise the Lord because he is so worthy. Hallelujah. So as I try and contain my seat and minister to this word to you today, I pray that your hearts will be blessed and encouraged, for you too shall go out rejoicing and praising the Lord. And I was also blessed by a scripture for today, which could actually be the scripture setting for this message that I'm about to deliver. And it was from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The woman of God told us in that word that she read to trust in the Lord. And then in the music, Sister Shirley Caesar said that God is a good God. And then finally, one of those last selections was Write My Name. We want to make sure above all things that as we go through this Christian journey, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, eternal life, eternal in the heavenlies with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that wasn't really a developed part of my message, but I was prompted to say that by way of the Holy Spirit, because I'm just excited this morning. Hallelujah. Because you see, here lately, I've ran into so many people. God bless your hearts out there on today. So many people that are discouraged and depressed and disillusioned and disgusted and all these other dis. Well, I have good news for you on today, praise God, because the word from the Lord today wants to address the dangers of that spirit of discouragement. That's simply what it is. It's a spirit of discouragement that comes to rob the people of God of their joy and their peace in Jesus' name. Now, discouragement is a subtle entrapment of the enemy. The spirit of discouragement is of the devil. Well, what happens when one becomes discouraged? Slowly, but very surely, my friends, you find yourself praying less, praising less, going to church less, giving less, serving less, and almost completely withdrawing from the Christian race. Are you praying with me out there today? We are in a race, you know. We are on our way to a much better place quickly, because the Bible teaches we are like vapors. Now you see me, and soon and very soon, you won't. That's just how it is. However, I have good news for you today. The word of God says that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. But the Lord wants us to endure to the end. Praise the Lord. So stay in the race. God sent me by here today to tell you, stay in the race. The trials will come. Jesus told us that. But we've got to be strong and hold on no matter what it looks like. Praise God. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Stay in the race. When it appears the spirit of discouragement has come to overtake you, you've got to stay in the race. When all hell seems to break out loose all around you, stay in the race. Let's take a closer look at how that spirit of discouragement, which is of the devil because it is evil, let's look at exactly what's going on to cause the spirit of discouragement in the first place and how to prevent and overcome it according to God's word and God's way, praise God. Remember, Jesus says we are more than conquerors through him. We are overcomers because 1 John 4:4 says we are of God, little children. We have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Our foundation scripture for this message is found in the Old Testament scripture of Joshua 1:9, and it reads like this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Praise the Lord, for his continuing presence is with his children. And I pray that you that are listening out there today has made a decision to be God's child and to walk with him. Hallelujah. The Bible warns us against the wiles of the devil and the fiery darts of the wicked one. And in Ephesians 6, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God so that we can withstand against the wiles of the devil. Well, discouragement is one of the enemy's main darts and is aimed at every one of God's children. Discouragement comes into play when things, ordinary circumstances in our lives, just don't work out quite the way we had hoped. Your well thought out, prayed about plans didn't succeed as you thought. So Satan enters the mind and tries to convince you you are a failure. But how many of you out there know the devil is a liar? You have to remember that Satan is the father of lies, and we must not listen to those lies of discouragement, but turn our thoughts back to the word of God. Well, what does God say? And how can you get rid of those discouraging thoughts? Philippians 4 verses 8 and 9 says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue or if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Hallelujah. This will enable you to snap out of the depressive state that you're in and to not be bound by the spirit of discouragement. Pray for the mind of Christ, praise God. And in doing this, you will obtain peace and rest for your soul. Praise the Lord. So, whatever situation you find yourself in, the word of God reminds us in 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So stand fast in the faith and on the promises of God. He has told us he will never leave us or forsake us. Let that promise give you comfort. He has told us We who believe in him have the victory. Let that promise give you hope. He has told us we are more than conquerors through faith in Jesus, and we can overcome the tricks of the enemy. Let those promises remind you that you have blessed assurance that everything, no matter what it looks like, is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praising. Don't stop reading and standing on the word of God. That's exactly what the enemy is trying to deceive you to do. So you can become more discouraged and thereby weakened, sometimes to the point where you drop out of the race. And when this happens, you become an open target to be devoured, misused, and abused by the enemy. Stay in the ark of safety, praise God, which is the body of Jesus Christ. We are not defeated. Remember, we have the victory through the resurrected power of a true and living God, Jesus Christ. He loves us very much and wants the best for us. He wants the best for you. St. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged and know that you are not in this race alone. God bless you and may he keep you is my prayer. And remember, Jesus loves you. And so do I.